What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Welcome to another G30 podcast. A big one, El Tráfico week. I don't know. Let's just get into it.
Let's get it.
And I'm here with Timmy. What's up, Timmy?
What's up? What's up, Cal? How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. You know, I'm starting to feel those feelings that we feel El Tráfico week. And, you know, I start this week very differently than I used to. You know, on Monday, I used to be like on the media train, like, let's go. And then you know, every year or every time now, this will be the 13th, 14th one, I think.
Yeah. Crazy.
God, you know, I just feel like, I start the week like, you know, I'm going to just roll with it. And we're not going to let the people, you know, you see what happens on Twitter. We'll get into it. But here I am Thursday already with the vibes, the anxiety. And, you know, I got, you know, because it's going to be a good one. I got my little
starting early.
It's 5 o'clock and it's spring break and it's El Tráfico. So I got to sip on something here. How you feeling, Tim?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited. I'm excited about the tailgate that we're throwing. I'm excited about the game. I'm excited about watching a good game. But, like, same thing. I'm nervous. This game, these types of games always have me nervous because we don't know the outcome. The unpredictability of these games is just so freaking insane. So, but other than that, I'm feeling good and great. Fantastic.
Tell us about the tailgate.
Oh, yeah. So every year, starting last year, from now on, every Tráfico, my boy C Sand and I throw a big tailgate in section in parking lot B, I believe it is. It's the gold parking lot. And it's right where the fire station is, and we're gonna be like right there. So if any of y'all want to pull up and say hi, we'll be there.
Let's go. Yeah, and we all try to make it. Mikey's MIA. So and he's in San Diego now, going to school or whatever. So I was hoping we could get him up this time, but maybe next time. I realized I started the show without the microphone, Timmy. So
oh, my bad. I couldn't even really hear you just doing it.
I used your talking right there to go get it set up.
For sure.
Dope, man. So let's get into this. Portlandia recap, right? Let's just talk quickly about this game because everybody wants to hear about El Tráfico, right? This game was a crazy one, dude. What were you thinking? Pretty cool.
I was like, oh man, we're gonna lose in Portland again. Williams is gonna fuck it up probably for us again. But then it ended up, we started off really strong. We looked pretty good. Sam, fantastic game. Minus the missed opportunity, but other than that, solid game. I think a big surprise for me was Ifra. He actually, even though he didn't look quick, he didn't look flashy, he didn't do all this, he was simple, creative, was making plays happen, and that's what we need from him.
Effective,
effective. Goals here and there, we'll be happy, but solid game for Ifra as well.
Yeah, he was good. A little notes, you know, I had on the game. I think it's the same. It started very strong, the Galaxy in control of the game. And then I think the ref let the game get out of hand, right?
Yes.
Like carding everybody, letting fouls go that shouldn't, calling fouls that shouldn't, playing advantage when you shouldn't, not playing advantage. It was crazy. If this guy works again, dude, I'd be very shocked.
Yeah.
You know, the big thing here is the two red cards, I think. And not too many people have been talking about it. We're going to be missing Mark Delgado for the Tráfico, which I think is a really, really big loss, but we'll get to that in a minute. Portland's wild, dude. No one got hurt, so it's all good. No one got hurt on the carpet there. And the Galaxy walk away with 3 points. And again, you know, a little sloppy, but the thing I'm seeing happening all the time, or people talking about all the time now, is how we manage to like win or get a point. Or even when we lose, like the way we do it, it's not like the stupid stuff. It's because like we're not finishing. And I think that's an issue. But it's different than like letting a bunch of goals in, you know, like the differential is, you know, really important, I think, in the West, especially when it comes down to like missing the playoffs like a hair like we did last year.
Yes.
We're not bleeding the goals. So that's good. What did you think about Williams coming back in?
I was like, dude, he's looking for redemption. He is looking to recap, I mean, to like redeem himself after the last Portland game. And I think that's exactly what he did. That goal line save that he did, that was fucking amazing. I like when the ball passed Bond, I was like, oh, damn, we're fucked.
Here
and
we
all
go.
Of a sudden, you see Williams just coming out of nowhere and just save the day. That was great. That's perfect for his confidence, because I know he's been his confidence issue has been a noticeable thing for a while. And I think that sort of gave him a little boost. So hopefully he can keep it up against Levas.
Yeah, for sure. Depew was on roller skates. Like that was a handball that we got lucky they didn't call us on, you know?
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, shoot. But we got super lucky.
It's, you know, it's the announcers on the broadcast were really interested in how committed they were. They're like, you know, last year the Galaxy defense gets crazy or lazy and, you know, they let a sloppy goal in, and that hasn't happened. You know, we got scored on sloppily or stupidly against Orlando.
Yep.
And then we got scored on a perfect free kick at, you know, Portland. It's not like we're, you know, the goals that have been let in have been let in like justly. Like they were good goals, or like, you know, shit happens. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting. And I think this is a really, really big, oh wait, no, we lost against Seattle, right? Those were dumb goals.
Those, oh my God.
I forgot about those. Those were dumb goals.
Don't even bring that back.
But you know, it's all lining up ahead of El Tráfico, and people are already starting to talk about how the similarities between this one and the first El Tráfico are it's as close to that as it's been since we've started this. You know, they're undefeated right now, like they were, I think, at that point in the first year. The difference being that, you know, we won in Portland and we're not coming in limping like we did that time. We have notable stars. I mean, if you remember back to that game, no DPs played, Gio didn't play, no one was playing. This year, I think everybody will play, with the exception of Delgado, and who knows about Kleshchen. But let's get into that. It's that time. It's that time. We've seen some weird stuff this week, Timmy. Huh? Let's not name names and make enemies, or, you know, have people have G30 in their mouth for
all the wrong reasons,
for shit talking. But there's been some weird stuff on Twitter. I'd like to read you something, and maybe you could share what you've seen. But I've seen the other side making fun of us because they're like, "Oh, look, they have to tell everybody to." To wear white. It's like, you have a white jersey too, idiot.
You
got
a white jersey, bro.
So, you know, you got to coordinate. I saw this this one though. Tucker posted it. Shout out to Tucker. I was listening to Riot Squadcast earlier today from earlier in the week. He's moving away. We'll miss him.
Yeah.
I don't think either of us have spent a whole lot of time with Tucker, but we know of him and have had the opportunity to chat with him. And he's a cool dude. He'll be missed. Good luck to him. They're continuing with the show, but he's moving to the East Coast. But he posted this guy. I'm not going to say the handle because, you know, but this LAFC fan said, all of these Galaxy fans only seem to care about trophies. LAFC fans love the club and the culture. No trophy needed. Easy to see who has the better fan base. What do you think, Timmy?
Unbelievable. I mean, I've been saying it all along, but that just confirmed it for me. They do not care about trophies. They do not care about winning. They care about beating the Galaxy at home. Their life, their whole entire like franchise is revolved around us. Like, they don't understand that. They think they can banter with us back and forth, but at the end of the day, we literally own them. They literally said right there, we don't care about winning trophies. All we care about is beating the Galaxy in Carson, whatever the hell they say.
Yeah, near LA, whatever.
Oh my God.
There was unfortunate like meme material. You saw that TikToker, right? Like Magali, I forget what her name was.
Oh yeah, her.
But she did her version of the, you know, let's go, vamos, LA. Like now we got one of those.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Someone in our community has been meme fuel. You know, that won't name. And dude, I don't know. I feel like we lost the meme battle a little bit this time around.
We didn't even do it. It's the same thing. Oh my God. We shoot ourselves in the foot on and off the field. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, sometimes Galaxy fans just act up, right? And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But one more thing I want to say about that.
Please, yeah.
I'm going to just say this. I want that specific person to really think about it. Was it really worth it? doing all of that, going through all of that hassle, knowing how crazy and toxic Twitter is, going through all of that just to post that. I mean, man, that, like, I tweeted about it the other day, but
yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, you know, there was a video this week that was very controversial from another creator. And like I said, we're not going to place value on all that, but you go to Twitter, go to our handles, you know, you'll figure it out. But
and actually, you know, and I actually like the guy too. And yeah, it's just disappointing. Like, it doesn't matter if it's, if you pay, like, it's a whole different story if you, like, just go and, like, you know, like, going along with your homies. But, like, it's another thing when you actually buy merchandise, buy tickets in the supporters section nonetheless, and then cheering with the crowd, man. It's,
what if it had gone bad? What if it had gone
bad? Imagine if someone recognized that person. Imagine.
Okay. All right.
But that's all I got to say.
I appreciate it, Timmy. I appreciate it. You got some insights that I think resonate with a lot of people, Tim. So that's good. There's, you know, there's a lot of craziness. The, oh, you failed to capture fans, so we took them in our new club, and, like, you know, all the same stuff. Yeah. I tweeted something today. It was a retweet of, like, basically this person said, like, oh, people have the wrong misconceptions of us about, you know, why we're LAFC fans. Like, please list below why you're an LAFC fan.
I saw that.
And it's like all the things we make that fun of them for, just like right there. And it's like,
it's just a receipt. I need people to screenshot all that.
Yeah. We got receipts. You know, the Galaxy released the Unity video. We were talking at back channel. Mike had some interesting thoughts about that in the Prem. You know, like, you wouldn't see the Manchester teams coming together in unity or anything like that, but given what's been happening in Mexico, LA Galaxy and LAFC released a unity film. There have been fights the last times, man, and you know what, let's own up to it.
Yeah,
our security fucked it up, and like, it took all of this to now they're having like sections that other fans cannot cross in, and the bank beat us to that. You know, the bank, I've been to the LA Galaxy games there. And they, you know, they separate us. I think the treatment of the away fans is not great over there. And, you know, there are other things, but like, let's not pretend that there's not fighting on both sides. And, you know, the video, whatever, however you feel about it, I think we can all agree, like, no violence, no stupidness, none of that stuff. Like, we've seen what happened in Mexico. Let's just continue making fun of each other and like leave it at that.
Yeah, just this.
All right, dude. So let's talk about the game. Like we talked about, Delgado is gone.
Yep.
Dude, the press machine, the general, the unspoken, the quiet general in the midfield
literally
will be missing. Question is a question mark because he's in the COVID protocol or whatever.
They said he's going to be available. Greg in the recent press was like, yeah, he'll be available. He has one more day in the protocol and then he'll be available for Saturday. So that's a plus.
Okay, cool. And then who else? Let's take the roll call. Edwards, right? First time Edwards plays against LAFC. Will we see Zavaleta? That's a big question mark. Will Greg go 3 or 5 at the back because we're missing Delgado?
Yeah.
We have rumors of other center backs. We'll talk about that in a minute, but Costa is set to come back. Kevin got subbed off at half having a good game.
Crazy.
Granser made a startling, shocking, you know, case to start last game. Listen, everyone knows I love Sam Granser, but he played great. He whiffed, you know, like Kevin whiffs. That's the biggest criticism of those two, right? Like their finishing isn't on point. Mm-hmm. But what do you do lineup-wise this one, Tim? Do you drop Zavaleta in if he's available, like never having played in a Atlético? Is missing Delgado okay because you have Kleshchen and he's like a seasoned veteran? You know, do you play Victor, who is also a veteran, or continue with Efra because he played so well? Costa comes back, and what do you do? What do you do?
There's just so much good. There's a lot of, you know what I hear? I hear a lot of good things going into this. We have a lot of good issues, which is a very, very good thing. But Delgado is a very, very big miss. And we can't have Kleshchen running back and forth the full 90 because he can't do that anymore. So I think the smart thing would try. I think we give Leardom the shot at the CDM.
I'm glad you brought it up because unknown. Alex. What's his handle, dude? On Instagram, the homie.
Which one?
Total Total Galaxy.
Oh, Total Galaxy. Oh, that guy.
Yeah, yeah, Alex. Yeah. Alex. Alex. I forget his last name, but Total Galaxy. He was, no disrespect. Sorry about that. Mm. You know, he brought it up immediately after the game. Everyone was kind of texting in the back channels. Yo, Leardom shout at CDM, and Alex dropped it, and he said, you know what? He plays for Suriname. It could be very likely that he plays CDM for Suriname sometimes. So he's a seasoned vet. He's champions with Seattle. You know, like, do you, in this high pressure game, do you make that writ? Because like, that's an out of position technically. Yeah. What do you think?
I think because the same thing with Revelison. Looked at him when Depuy was down, or whoever was down, Sega, whoever it was, he stepped in and he was pretty solid back there. I mean, he had like a couple of chances that let him go by, but that's with a lot of center backs nowadays in the MLS. But I don't see why not. Yeah, but I don't see why not. He has experience in that position and he knows how the league works. You know, and he looks solid when he played against Portland. He was solid, a solid replacement for Julian.
If and he's had like a week to practice if he is going to fill in, right? So that let's see. I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. Let's just throw it out there and then you tell me if you'd make any changes. So Bond in the back, obviously.
Yep.
Edwards, and he's going to be hungry. I worry about him being too forward though, like trying to like score on them or something. Mm-hmm. But Edwards, Williams, maybe Sega because Nick fucked up last game. I don't know what to think about that. We can come back to that. Or Zavaleta. Julian on the right, Leardom sitting in front, so like an extra defender. Revelison wandering.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the three. So it's Kevin or Sam, Efra or Victor. Good problems to have, actually. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Costa, or you play if Costa can't go, Kevin and Granser, like you did, and Chicha up top. And Dejan, if you need him.
I would love a 4-4-2.
4-4-2, that, yeah. I don't know. Timmy's been, you've been a little bit upset about the Dejan thing.
I've been trying to get free Dejan to get to trend on Twitter for a while now. It's been working a little bit.
Dude, remember in the last Trafico? Well, in the last two, he did the pictures, right? He flexed on him when he scored.
Yes. And then he was like this.
And then he also did the thing where he jumped in front of the ball at home that last time.
Oh, yeah. Dude, oh, my God, dude. He's got fire. He is built for these games. He's built for these games.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think you probably end up Kevin and Costa if he's available, if not Sam, even though Sam did great. Maybe you see Sam a little earlier this game if you need. The big question is that midfield. Do you put Kleshton in? Do you put Leardom in there? Or do you put, what's his name? Daniel Aguirre in there too. Probably not because he's a kid. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions. And that right center back spot. Obviously, you could see we missed Williams. But I really don't know. I don't know what you do. What would you do with that back line, Timmy?
I mean, you know, Depew is my guy, man. So it'll be hard to bench him. But he did. He was struggling last game.
And do you bench someone like after one bad game? Like that's not cool, you know?
Yeah. I would keep Depew because I'm still iffy about Sega. Even though he's had some good games, he's very clumsy. He'll have really like every game he had really one bad fuck up, he'll either like recover really well or it'll just end up as a goal. It's just a mixed bag with him. So I don't like having that in my back line.
Yeah.
But with Depew, I know he'll go after every single ball.
Yeah, Nick is money more than he's not, you know? And, like, do you risk – I mean, Zavaleta scoring for El Salvador, you know? So, like, exactly. Why he's do you
another,
have that?
Yeah, he's another corner threat besides Williams, I believe.
So you could say fuck it and, like, in a crazy tactical move, I think, by Greg, if he were to be like, fuck it, we're going to give them something they haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. And throws Zavaleta in there, but that's risky. But you got to risk it to get the biscuit in these games, you know, because anything can happen. What do you think? Score prediction?
I'm going to say, I think it's going to be a high scoring game. So I'm going to say.
Last one was boring as fuck. 1-1, remember?
Yeah, but it was very tense. That one was very tense. It felt like the San Jose game. That's what it felt like. But I'm going to say 4-3 Galaxy.
4-3 Galaxy. Shout out to the Zlatan.
Yeah, that's what the vibe is feeling like with this game.
4-3. Okay. I'm going to say, against all odds, because you keep spinning the wheel, right? Like, at some point, LAFC has to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I think we hand him there. Oh, God damn. This is why we need Mike here. Because he balances it.
He was here. He was texting in the group chat. I was like, yeah, come on.
Is come he? On. Oh, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't see. Sorry, I didn't see that, Mike. He can jump in. He has the link. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3-0 Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Unless you want to get C-Sand in here, too.
Where is he?
I told him we're going on at 5.
He said he might come. Yeah. We'll see if we can get some visitors by the end. No comment section either today. Kind of quiet. 3-0 Galaxy. 3-1. Okay. I'll say 3-1 because they're going to score.
They are.
So I'll say 3-1. I want to give you a little bit of a vibe. You know, there was media yesterday and media today. This came out an hour ago. ESPN is reporting. It says, despite being friends with LAFC's Carlos Vela since their academy days with Chivas, the LA Galaxy's Chicharito Hernandez won't hold back against his countrymen in Saturday's El Tráfico. I love him. I admire him. But then when the whistle goes, he's no one for me, says Hernandez in press conference Wednesday. We need to win. So he said he's dead to me. Once the whistle blows, Chicha looks hungry, dude. 4 in 5 games. Vela also has 4 in 5 games. I think one of them's a penalty.
Yep. But think about this. Chicharito has played against harder teams. Who has Carlos Vela really been tested against?
That's a great point. So let me pull something up while you answer this question to me, because I genuinely want to know your thoughts. Chicharito, you know, everyone's saying how he hasn't been called into Mexico. You know, there's been whispering for years that Gio, Jonah, Vela, Chicharito, you know, all of these guys got busted at some party they like covered up, and like something went down, and Mexico has said like he will never play for us again. We know he's been through some hard shit the last couple of years. Yeah. I haven't done too much research, but that's the word on the street, right? That they did something, and like he's been blackballed for some reason. But Timmy, following Mexico as you do, it's an older team. I mean, he's not very young either, but a team that needs to score goals, and you have a hot striker that you're not calling up. What do you think about that? Do you think that Mexico could benefit from Chicha's presence?
Absolutely. I think it's a coaching thing. A lot of the Mexico fans are saying that Tata just doesn't like him. They have a beef. There's this and that. I mean, it makes sense, because like, why don't you call up someone? He doesn't even have to play the full 90. We're not saying that he has to be a starter, because he's not that player anymore.
Why wouldn't you just have him?
Yeah, that's the thing as well. Like, that's the big question. Like, why don't you just have him on the squad? Come in possibly like the 60, 65th, 70th minute. I was telling those people when I went to the game, if Chicharito was in those positions Jimenez was in, those go in the back of the net. 100%.
For sure. 100%. There's no misses. There's no misses like that. And he'd arguably get better service in Mexico too.
Absolutely.
So, I wanted to pull up who LAFC's faced, just so we can cover our head-to-head, like what each team has done. Their first game, they won against Colorado. Whoopee. Mm. 3-0. Following that, they tied with Portland 1-1. They beat Miami 2-0. Big whoop. They beat Vancouver 3-1. Big whoop. They beat Orlando 4-2 last game, but that was crazy. And then it's us. So that's interesting. Yeah, that thought, like the only real team they've come up against there is Portland. Let me see where Vancouver is on this list. I haven't seen them in a while. They're 13th out of 14th. Yeah. So they haven't really played anybody. Galaxy, on the other hand, we're actually favored to win. Barely.
That's crazy.
Barely, but favored enough. Right. Let's see. It's dangerous when it becomes that way, right? So exactly. We have played, just to recap, beat NYCFC, difficult game. Charlotte, that was a gimme, even though it was a hard game for us. 3-2 mm-hmm. to Seattle, 0-1 to Orlando. That's a flop game. Mm-hmm. We beat Portland 3-1. So if you're looking at it, you know, LAFC's had some rhythm and consistency. The Galaxy's had the better results, I think, despite, you know, the stupid Orlando loss or whatever.
Yep.
And I it seems like maybe we're a little bit hotter right now, but like that could go either way. So the odds are, as far as the gambling people say, the Galaxy are favored at, I'm sorry, my computer's slow, plus 145, and LAFC is favored at plus 155. So really, to me, that kind of seems like they're like, anything could fucking happen, which is how these games always go.
Yep.
And I think on 538, the people who do the stat projections, we're like, yeah, it's like we're 38% favored to win, they're 37, and then the leftover 28 or whatever is the draw. So anything goes, but we're both predicting Galaxy wins. We have to, right? Is that home? We haven't lost.
There's no way. There's no way. There's no way they beat us tomorrow. I just don't see it.
Okay. I saw that go through your head. You're like, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. But you're like, yeah, but I need to believe it.
It has to, because, oh, man, it's just, these are always so shaky for us. But we always tend to play like we're in the World Cup whenever we play against this team for some odd reason.
Yeah.
Every single time. It never fails. All the Galaxy fans know it. The Leva fans know it. It's just something about this game. It just brings out. I'm thinking it's going to be one of those games that someone's going to pull a rabbit out of a hat. Something. Yeah. I feel like something crazy is going to happen. Because think about it. This is the first time Chicharito and Vela meet.
So I was going to. I was going to say that every time they've like build it up, it's never happened, right? So like finally we'll see.
We didn't think it would happen.
Like ever. Yeah.
Yeah, because we thought he was going to be gone after this season, but no, they were like, nope.
Yep, so we'll see. It's got Costa breakout written all over it.
Yeah, that another free kick and then a goal outside the box would be nice.
Kevin Cabral hat trick. Shout out Class Trends.
That would be dope too.
Dude, I don't know. Okay. So before we head out of here, we've hit about 30 minutes. There's a little rumor I wanted to talk about. We signed Preston Judd, which is cool.
That was great.
G2 star. He's, you know, friends with Drac. He's killing it. You know, it seems like something they did to, like, lock him up in case he gets sold or moves that, like, we get something for him. He's not going to displace Dejan or whatever, but it'll be interesting to see if he, like, plays Open Cup or whatever. This rumor... Let's see. Oh my God, I'm so slow today.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, William Troost Ekong. Last I checked, he was captaining the Nigeria team, and he plays for Watford right now. He's worth about $5.5 million.
Crazy.
He's a center back. He's 28. He plays in the Prem. They only have his Prem stats. I thought it was interesting because it says he has played. He's 28, so he's played Serie A. He played for Calcio. He's like, I believe he's Dutch. He's like Dutch. He was born in the Netherlands, but he plays for Nigeria. His parents are from Nigeria. He played for Ghent. He played for Tottenham U23.
Crazy.
Yeah, so he's been around. He seems like a really solid dude. Not a ton of goals or anything, but good for a goal header here and there. And since December of 21, he's been pretty much starting minus one game. For Watford, which is interesting. They seem to confirm that there were actual talks going on. You know, Ramos is in the conversation, and I read some stuff that, you know, obviously he's the favorite to come. If you can get Ramos, like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
But Greg seems to be stashing these center backs, dude. And when he was on the Galaxy many, many years ago, he was one of three center backs in a three-man back line.
It's crazy.
So I wonder, and the way Edwards plays and the way Julian plays, you got to wonder, do you sit Delgado in the middle and help them, and he runs three at the back? It's maybe what we're looking at going down the line. What do you think about that?
maybe. The three-man back line has always given me a little bit of a – I don't know. It's always had me a little frightened. Because it's always – because especially with this Galaxy defense, it's never stable. With the four-man back line, imagine with the three-man back line, man.
I know, but what if it's
very,
like –
very high risk.
But what if your three is Williams, Baller, Zavaleta, experienced, and this Prem dude? Or Sergio Ramos? Like, you okay, could see different. You could see that's it. Different. It's different than, like, playing three with, like, Depew back there, right? And Leardom.
Because I'm thinking Depew and Sega.
Yeah, and with Leardom played in the back, in a three of the back, I think, in Seattle a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or he played wing back or something. Mm-hmm. But he's been used to that. So, I don't know. It's just something to think about. We'll leave you all thinking. It's El Tráfico week. Don't do anything stupid. Let's go to the game. Let's have fun. Timmy, you have final thoughts, final message for the Galaxy fans ahead of El Tráfico number 14.
Stay safe. Don't do nothing stupid. To all the other fans, please don't get banned. It's not worth it. Don't incite violence. Banter is cool, but violence, nah. It's not worth getting banned for a whole year. So,
or worse. Or like
yeah, ever. Or worse too. Yeah.
All right. And I echo the same. Timmy, where can they find you?
They can find me here. My Twitter is down below. SpicyTaco118. And they can find us at G30 on everything. And you can find my Instagram, SpicyTaco18. And that's it for me.
All right. And I am CountChalk786. I need to get the video. Here we go. We'll see you on the other side of El Tráfico, everybody. Stay safe. Later.